You're with Clement Magnatella on 702.
Live, streaming countrywide.
On the Prime Media Plus app.
DSTV channel 856.
92.7.
And 106 FM.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Dumelang, happy Friday. Welcome to the show. I hope you're good this morning. Thank you for being with us here on 702. The Clement Magnatella Show starts with the 702 open line this hour on 011-883-0702. That's the number to dial. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702. So every Friday, you know how we roll. We do Gratitude Friday. This is where you can call us and send us a WhatsApp to tell us what you are grateful for this week. So what happened this week that you are grateful for, that you want to share with us? And if you're a Sundowns supporter, you are definitely grateful this week for the team's incredible performance last night in the DSTV Premiership. How crazy was that game? If you missed it, Mamelodi Sundowns secured their 7th consecutive DSTV Premiership. That's a premiership title with a 5-1 win. I'm very slow here because I want you to get it. This is their 7th consecutive DSTV premiership title with a 5-1 win over a 10-man Kaizer Chiefs at FNB Stadium last night. I mean, you've got to give it up for Sundowns, guys. They have had a great running this season. Don't forget how instrumental Sundowns players were at the recent AFCON tournament, where Bafana Bafana brought home a bronze medal, coming third. But seriously, Sundowns have done incredibly well. They lifted the DSTV Premiership trophy with 6 matches left on their schedule. And I guess the cherry on top is that the team has not lost a single match this season. Right? Well done to the boys. And Kaizer Chiefs, hardy.
702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good morning, Clement. Hi, Kahan and Dot. Kaizer Chiefs was going to win that game until the referee decided to interfere with play. Because what the referee did changed the outcome of the game. Sundowns was weak on the day. You can check the first few minutes of the game before we got a red card. Sundowns was under pressure. We were on top of them in terms of ball position. Suddenly the referee decided to give us a red card.
Morning, Clement, Mr. Magnatella. Yeah, we are grateful for life. That's what I'm grateful for, life. Life on its own. Thank you. Jerry Masango, Mamelodi.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Guys, we can't be talking, when a team has won, the team has won, right? We can analyze the game and think about what the weaknesses are. And yes, Kaizer Chiefs was really dominating in the first moments of the game. But the reality is right now, Mamelodi Sundowns are the DSTV Premiership champions. They are the holders of that title. That's what matters. And I'm saying give them credit for that because they have been consistent throughout the season. Did they make mistakes last night? Oh, possibly. But they hold the title. And it wasn't luck. They have been consistent throughout the season. Rose, you're calling us from Edenvale. What are you grateful for? Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, Ken. I'm grateful to 702 as usual because I received, after 2 years with a guest that you had on a couple of months ago on John Show, I received my my illness benefit. And I tell you something, Clem, I'm so shocked and surprised and grateful because I put in a SASSA pension fund claim. I'm over 60, I'm nearly 62. And guess what? 5 weeks and it's been granted. I'll receive a payment next month.
Oh, that's amazing, Rose.
How cool is that?
That's so cool. I'm so glad that that's now resolved.
Well, it was the UIF 702 assisted with. But this one was on my own, and you know, through the on your computer, my daughter helped me with all the documents, and it took only 5 weeks, no problem.
Wow, that's
so, working.
Yes, thank you, Rose. Thank you for calling us and giving us that feedback in Eden Vale. It's 15 minutes now after 9 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the Talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
So, remember Slindo Kuhle Khoza, the lady that took a walk with President Cyril Ramaphosa when he was campaigning in Orange Farm? And he called her from the crowd, come over here, and they were having a chat. And the president was asking her, what's going on? What's up? And she told the president, oh, I'm unemployed. I've been unemployed for a while. I'm a graduate. I've got a degree. And the video went viral. The president said to her, oh, you must keep searching. And the following day, I brought Slindo Kuhle Khoza on the show. We spoke to her about that experience, and she explained to us how, you know, she was so desperate for a job that she went to this ANC, campaign event. She even wore an ANC t-shirt because all she wanted was to be connected with someone who can assist, you know, with some kind of a job, or at least be directed to where she can try look for a job. So she was very disappointed after that conversation with the president. And you and I had our own thoughts about what could have transpired, how the president could have reacted, what else the president had to say, etc., etc. But after we had Slindo Kuhle Khoza on the show, I made a call to you to say, let's not do what was done by the president, where we say, okay, keep searching. Let's try and find work for her. And we got a lot of companies that contacted us who said, get us in touch with this woman because we want to give her an opportunity. So I've brought Slindo Kuhle Khoza back on the show so that she can give us some feedback. So she joins us now on the line. Slindo Kuhle, how are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Clement Amo. Thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Please tell me you've got a job now.
Yeah, I'm unemployed. Thank you so much. I'm employed. Thank you so much.
Yeah? What happened? Tell me what happened after we spoke to you.
So after speaking to me, I met a lady named... Okay, so two people reached out to me. It was Mr. Duku from Pretoria, who's an activist.
Mm.
He was trying to assist me in finding more information about how to get a job and stuff like that. And Ms. Niko Nyamuso from Alpha Shore offered me a job. So Alpha Shore is an underwriting manager company. It's 100% black owned and it's female led. So Ms. Niko called me for a meet and greet, and then we discussed the company, and it was launched this year early. So yeah, now I'm working as a procurement assistant in the company, and yeah.
So
I'm very grateful.
When did you start?
I started working yesterday.
Started working yesterday, and you're working as a procurement what? Assistant.
Assistant, yes.
And how are you feeling about that? I mean, when I spoke to you the last time, you explained how, you know, you have been trying to assist even with your siblings, and it's just been difficult being an unemployed graduate because the situation at home is also not the best, and you've really been struggling to find a job for the longest time. How do you feel now?
Well, I'm so grateful to you and the listeners of 702. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful to Ms. Niko for reaching out. I'm grateful for Alpha Show. I'm grateful for everyone who just participated, making my story heard and listening and, you know, trying to offer me help. I'm so happy that I can make a difference at home now. Because, you know, I'm employed and yeah, it's a learning curve for me and I'm willing to take as much as I could in.
Yeah. So, you know, what I'm grateful about, Slindo Kuhle, is even though that experience that you had with the president when you took a walk with him didn't necessarily produce what you had hoped it would produce, you know, because that conversation went viral, we saw it, we brought you on the show. And now we've gotten to a point where you actually do have a job. So I'm sure a part of you is grateful that you had that unproductive chat with the president, because look at where we are now.
I am very grateful. And I'm most grateful for you for reaching out, because, you you know, you could have ignored it. Anyone else could have said, ah, it happens and things like that. But you took it out there. People heard my story. People were interested. Mm. And now I have a job. And I'm very grateful. Thank you, Mr. Clement. Thank you all for underwriting it.
Yeah, Slindokuhle, I'm so happy to hear that. I'm really happy to hear that. Thank you so much for also coming back to give us that feedback. Now, Slindokuhle is just one of the thousands and millions of people out there who are graduates, but they're struggling to find a job. And I've always said on the show that the little difference we can make, even if we help one person, one person get a job, I am going to sleep well at night, which is why we have a feature on the show. We call it the unemployment hour, where, and we try to do it. When I started doing the show, we used to do it once a year, and then we started doing it about twice a year. And I think they say we'll probably do it three times a year. This is where we spend an hour and we call on unemployed graduates to call in and sell themselves and tell us what skills they have and what kind of qualifications they have and experience, if any. And I call on the companies to call in and listen up. If they're hearing the skills and people that they want, the skills that they require for their companies, I always ask them, give us a call. We're going to link you up with these people that are unemployed. And we've managed through that feature to help so many young people get jobs. And I'm so grateful that, I mean, we were not doing this feature the other day. We were just talking to this young lady because her video went viral. And the president said to her, keep searching for a job. And then we brought her on the show. And because we've got the most incredible listeners who are so kind, who are always willing to open their hearts, always willing to open their pockets, we now have someone who has struggled and has tried everything possible to find a job, and now they're employed. So thank you so much to you as a listener of 702 for always being willing to walk the talk with us. You don't understand how much we appreciate that. And you know what? Seeing that it's Gratitude Friday this hour, that's what I'm grateful for this week. What are you grateful for? It's 22 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
25 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's the 702 open line. We are taking your calls on 011-883-0702. WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702.
Hi. Clement, I didn't watch the game, but from Kaizer Chiefs history, I'm pretty sure that that guy now know who was saying that Kaizer Chiefs was winning that game and the referee messed us up as he chooses. No, that guy, Shem, look, he still has hope. He still believes in Kaizer Chiefs, but from what Kaizer Chiefs has been doing lately, I just feel like they were sitting on the sidelines and just watching Sundowns in a what do they call this, in a training session. So yeah, Chiefs guys, we love it, but look, Iqiniso liyababa, the team is dead.
The dry spell on Kaizer Chiefs guys in recent times. Maybe something will happen. Yeah, keep hoping, brethren.
Good morning, Clement. It's Temba from Rustenburg. Definitely, without any doubt, as you already mentioned, as a Sundown supporter, I'm grateful for what this team has done throughout the season. More especially if I look at what they've done after losing the CAF Champions League semi-final. They went on to win three games, and the teams that they beat were teams that are a bit strong. Skukune has never been beaten this year. It was beaten by Sundowns. They went on to beat Galaxy, TS Galaxy, which is actually a strong team. And finally, this one for last night, Kaizer Chiefs. I am very grateful for this team. This team is great. I am proud to be a Sundowner. Thanks, Istemba from Rustenburg.
Good morning, Clement. Today, I'm grateful for you guys. Ubuntu benu. You do not talk Ubuntu, which is humanity. You do it. and you do not only talk, but you walk your talk as a radio station. So we appreciate, indeed, helping one person is to help so many, because that lady's life will impact a greater part of her family and the community. So we are grateful for your station. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Morning, Clement. Kaizer Chiefs versus Sundowns. Kaizer Chiefs is playing with underdeveloped players from the development structures of Kaizer Chiefs. That's the cost that a big team like Chiefs has dropped. There's nothing to do with the ref. It's just a good team will always play you out of the game. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. So I wanted to get your thoughts on something else. I'll continue with your calls and WhatsApps on Kaizer Chiefs and what you're grateful for this week. I saw an article, News24 ran a story, was it yesterday when I saw it, about this teacher from Kuro who was apparently fired for telling a pupil to stop laughing like an idiot. So she was charged after she told this grade 11 pupil to stop laughing like an idiot. And the school said the recommendation of the dismissal is consistent with the previous cases where the teachers have denigrated learners. Now, I saw this, right, and I thought, yo, if we were living in these times back when we were in school, so many of the teachers would be fired. We wouldn't have teachers in school because that's how we were mostly reprimanded. And don't get me wrong, I'm not suggesting here that, I mean, I'm never ever going to be comfortable with my child being called an idiot in class. I mean, I would absolutely be upset with that as a parent. And I'm sure you would too. But there's certain ways that our teachers used to reprimand us back in the day that when they do it today, because of the times that we live in, the laws have changed, the code of conducts have evolved, but also how we interact with each other in society has also changed. And I wonder, what have you had to do to adjust, especially in this environment where, you know, one, you've got people understand their rights more, you know, people are more liberal now. I mean, some people are quote unquote woke, and I'm using that term very cautiously because some people define wokeness differently. To me, wokeness is a state of being aware, right? Aware of social problems. It could be inequality. It could be racism. You know, someone once said to me that wokeness is being delegitimized by some people because it's been holding, for instance, things like whiteness to account for the very first time. Because for the longest time, what was challenged was the system of slavery, colonialism, apartheid. But that can also be challenged today through people being aware. People understand their rights more. So for me, that's how I define wokeness. It's just that state of being aware of the social problems, aware of what's supposed to, what should be expected of people who work with you, and aware of how you should also behave, right? So have you had to adjust to the society we live in today? Are you more considerate in what you say? Maybe, I mean, as a broadcaster, for instance, I'm more considerate of what I say. I can't just shoot from the hip because I know you may offend people. As a broadcaster, when someone comes in, I often ask, how do they want to be identified? When I know that someone has gone through a journey with their sexuality, I ask, do they want to be identified as him, her, or they? That's very important because you don't want to end up unintentionally offending other people. So how have you personally developed yourself? Whether you're a teacher and you know that things have changed, you can't just say to a learner, you stop making noise, you idiot. And maybe as a pastor as well, you feel that you've had to adjust because you used to maybe preach about the LGBTQI plus in a particular way, but now you know that these are the people that come to your church, that also look for your love, that also belong to your church. And now you've had to find ways to address whatever you believe in without alienating other minority groups. Maybe you're a musician, a rapper. Because there's times when, back in the day, and it still happens today, where rappers, you know, will, you know, say lots of things about women and objectify them and call them this and this and that. And some rappers have evolved now in that the music doesn't have to have all that profanity for it to be fascinating, right? So how have you developed yourself and how have you evolved is what I'm asking you. Have you adjusted considering the times we live in today? 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is 072-702-1702.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
22 minutes before 10 o'clock. Let's continue with your calls and your WhatsApps on the 702 open line.
Hi, Clement and the 702 family. Congratulations to Slindobuhle Khoza. Big ups to the company that assisted her. Hopefully, her new job will improve her home situation. I'd just like to say to you, Clement, 702, everybody there, and the 702 family, us listeners, please continue doing the wonderful job that you are doing. You are certainly making a huge difference, and it's also uplifting to us as listeners to hear that somebody's situation is improving for the better. You are definitely worth listening to every single day, and may the station continue to flourish every day. This is Diketso in Veld of Freedom Park.
Good morning, Clement. I'm very, very, very much happy for our C. Slindelo Khoza. And I'm very much grateful for you, Clement, and your radio station, 702. And incredible listeners, they must keep up the good work. May Almighty God bless them abundantly. It's Shotisnyol and Mafefele Mpopo. Thank you.
Good morning, Clement and the team. Yeah, it's so heartwarming to see you guys helping people get their jobs. I hope you guys are recording the number of South Africans that you guys are helping getting their job, you know, because you're doing more than the government, to be honest. Imagine being turned down by your president and then you get employed. I mean, you get help through some private company, which is Prime Media. I love you guys. Been listening to you for ages. Know everybody. Have a good day. Chada, Lance from Tembisa.
Thank you very much. But also remember, this is because of you guys. You help us make a difference in the lives of South Africans. Because we come together as a community, as a family, and we walk the talk together. So I'm grateful to you as well. I always tweet about this and say this all the time. I really think on 702, we've got the best listeners. Not only the smartest listeners ever, but the best, most generous listeners ever. So thanks to you. It's 20 minutes before 10.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Manyathela
on 702.
So how have you adjusted? Right? Understanding the nature of the society we live in today. How are you adjusting your views? How are you considerate? How more considerate are you so that you don't end up in trouble or you don't end up in unintentionally offending people? How are you personally developing yourself? I told you earlier about the story I read of this teacher from Kuro who was dismissed for telling a pupil to stop laughing like an idiot. And yes, if the code of conduct, right, at Kuro is against people denigrating learners like that and using words like that, yo, absolutely. They must follow the law and follow their own code of conduct. But I just want us to have a broader conversation about how things are tricky these days. You can't just say whatever you want to say. And you pick it up when you also speak to, like, the older generation, like when I speak to my old uncles and they say certain things where I'm going, no, you can't say that. Because I'm like, I'm living in, and I see how the society has changed. I see how people have also adjusted their behaviors because they don't want to offend other people. What's been your experience with that? And have you adjusted? Or are you the type of person who says, I'm going to say whatever I say? And if I get into trouble, so be it. Sean, you're calling us from Sandton. What are your thoughts? Good morning.
Assalamu alaikum, Clement. I wanted to make a comment in terms of the teacher story. What I know from my personal anecdotal experience is that if somebody calls you out on your behavior and is honest with you, it means they love you, first point. Second point is the fact that the teacher said to the pupil, you're laughing like an idiot, is not a direct insult to the pupil. It's different to you saying you are an idiot. There's a big difference. So if you're calling, if a teacher who obviously cares about this pupil is, because if a person doesn't care about the pupil, just ignores the pupil and lets him carry on like that and just is there for the paycheck. What I see from this is that the teacher actually cares about the pupil, goes out of their way to actually correct the pupil in the way that they're behaving in society. And if we allow this complete like dictatorship on freedom of speech to continue, we're, you know, on a very slippery slope where speech is going to be one of these days very controlled. And I hate to remind everybody what's happened in history where speech is controlled, but we're almost there. And that's the biggest problem in society these days.
Sean, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us. Is that how you feel as well, that our freedom of speech is somehow being curtailed? And he makes a point in that the teacher didn't say you are an idiot. He says you are laughing like an idiot. And look, I don't know, for instance, what kind of other things the teacher has said in the past. I know that the school has said that the recommendation of dismissal was consistent with the previous cases where teachers have actually denigrated learners. But it's sometimes it's really tricky. And you also don't want teachers who are going to get to a point where they are not interested in disciplining the learners because they are scared that they may get into trouble. And again, I'm not suggesting that it's okay to say to a child, you're an idiot or you're laughing like an idiot. I don't know if I would take an issue with a teacher who says to my child, you're laughing like an idiot. But if they call them an idiot, I would take issue with that. And in this case, the teacher said, you're laughing like an idiot. What I'm saying is, we're living in different times. I mean, right now there are parents who are scared to even reprimand their kids. Because kids get up and say, you are not allowed to say that to me. Or kids may go and open a case against you. There are cases like that where kids have opened cases against their own parents. So we live in an environment that has completely changed. People are more aware of their rights. People are more aware of what's allowed and what's not allowed. There are more and more people that have become more liberal in their views. And they're beginning to understand that certain things they say may offend other people. So they are trying to adjust. And maybe as an artist, that's what you're trying to do. Maybe as a pastor, that's what you're trying to do. Maybe as a broadcaster, that's what you're trying to do. How are you adjusting? Or are you not interested in adjusting?
Hi, Clement. Thanks for your show. I work in advertising. I'm working at one of the big agencies now. And I just find the brands are so scared of offending people that it's hard to be funny. It's hard to connect people because they're just so scared of one person jumping on and saying that their brand is offensive. And then we can't even be funny anymore. And I find that quite sad.
Yeah, I mean, there's a part of me that celebrates where we find ourselves, because for the longest time, people have been offended and companies and institutions have never wanted to ever take accountability, right? And we are now living in an age where there will be accountability. I mean, remember Clix and that racist ad that they had? I had to apologize for it. What else was there? There are many H&M. Was it H&M or Zara? H&M, where the EFF went and marched and were protesting outside the shop because there was something racist in how they were advertising certain things. I just don't remember the details of that story. What I'm saying is companies used to get out, you know, get away with murder. People used to get away with murder. Because for the longest time, we were comfortable with the idea of just offending. And some companies also found controversy is the best way to advertise. So let's do it and just offend. It's going to catch fire. We're going to trend. That's going to be translated into sales, dividends. Today, things are completely different. And as this listener says, banks are now are too scared now. But you don't want to get to a situation where people are also too scared to exercise even their artistry and be honest in their artistry because, oh, we're scared of offending. But we need to be considerate of other people. So how do we balance the two? How do we, one, live in a society that is encouraged to be open and be honest and be genuine, but also live in a society where we understand that some of the things that we may say or do that we don't intend to insult and offend other people may end up offending them. How do you think we can strike that balance?
Hi, Clement. Joe here. I'm a retired teacher. In that case of the teacher, I do think that firing is a bit harsh. Surely a disciplinary hearing would have sufficed as a learning experience for the teacher, and then they wouldn't have lost a member of staff. That's my feeling anyway, although I don't know about any previous offences he or she might have committed.
Noni on the WhatsApp line says, Clement, good morning to you. I just wish that our kids were more disciplined. The kids are so disrespectful these days, disrupting the whole class. Another one says, the issue of the teacher is problematic. I know very well that we're living under constitutionalism and democracy, so offense costs a job these days. But what kind of children are we raising? So we can't even reprimand children these days. Well, let's allow the brats then to be what they are and allow them to fall into the ditch. That's a message from Erwin, who is in Deep Sluad. Another one says, the people should behave themselves. You cannot blame the teacher. It's the school's loss.
Hi, Clement. I grew up in a time where we were taught that sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never harm you, which I have always thought was nonsense. And I'm glad that we are now moving away from that. But we need to be careful about taking it too far, where nobody will be allowed to say anything. Because truth be told, offense can actually be found in anything if you're looking for it.
No, absolutely. So it is that balancing act that we need to find. I mean, I'm also glad that we're not living in the times where the teacher can just bring about a stick and start hitting you to your pulp and nothing is going to happen to them. I'm glad we live in the times where teachers are not going to make jokes about kids who are coming from poor backgrounds because they're wearing shoes that are wearing off. Or they're going to just make silly jokes about kids who are members of the LGBTQI plus community without any consequences. I'm glad we're no longer in those times. But also, we cannot be in the times where teachers or institutions or broadcasters or rappers, just people in general, are feeling stifled, scared to speak, scared to have an opinion. You know? There are colleagues of ours in the industry who are scared to have an opinion. They have sometimes say to me, you start the open line and you will say what you think about this and this. You are brave. I'm like, is it bravery? It's just me saying what I think. But even how I structure my thoughts is very, very considered. Because I don't want to end up unintentionally offending people. It's a tough one. Mary, you're calling us from Randburg. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I think, yes, I agree with the previous caller who said maybe it was a bit harsh to dismiss the teacher before the disciplinary hearing and all that. But what I'm my view is, I think it's important for all of us to be sensitive. In the sense that if I don't want anybody to say to me, I laugh like an idiot, I should not say it to anyone. We live in an era where sensitivity, I think, is important. You know, our children are different from us. We grew up, we thought we were being disciplined, but sometimes we were insulted. And we just, you know, moved along and we thought it was discipline. But it was not discipline.
It wasn't, yeah.
So the children of today are different from us. They do not take, you know, they take that as an insult. And if I don't want it to be said to me, I should not say it to anyone.
Yes.
That's my view. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mary, for sharing your view with us. Someone on the WhatsApp line says, Slam, how do you balance it to not take it too far as a journalist on the radio? Because you can't express your personal views, but you do debate. Well, I can express my personal view. So the nice thing about doing the show, and before the show I was doing the Midday Report, which Mandy Wiener now does. And on the Midday Report, that's not a show about your personal views. Listeners don't care about what you think most of the time. Yes, you can still express your opinion, but most of the time they want the news. So that's mostly the focus of the show. Yes, the host will give a view here and there, but the focus on the show is on that. This show is different. We've got an open line for an hour where you and I need to discuss issues. Of course I'm going to have an opinion. And that's when I get the license to have an opinion about something. Right? I must still be fair. My opinion doesn't mean I'm always 100%. My opinion doesn't mean it's the right one. I must be open-minded. I'll tell you what I think of a particular issue or of a particular politician. Not because I hate them or I love them, but because it's my opinion. But I must also be open to your opinion too. And in us expressing our opinions, we need to be considerate so that we don't end up offending and insulting other people. So that's how I do it. Another one says, Clement, absolutely, people are seemingly increasingly becoming aware of their rights. But sadly, not the same can be said on the other hand about people observing responsibilities. Watch how the other teacher will be tiptoeing around learners like this and clapping hands for behavior. Everyone knows very well that behavior is unbecoming. That's what one person says there on the WhatsApp line.
Morning, Clement. So I have a daughter who's 23. She's on the dyslexia spectrum. And when she was in grade 4, one of the teachers called her stupid because she just could not grasp the issue of maths. And I actually went to the school to confront them about that. And yeah, the teacher apologized, but I did not take lightly on that. However, in high school, she saw an educational psychologist and they worked with her. And right now, she's actually a graduate in educational psychology.
Oh,
so I think it's important that the teachers note that it's not always that the child is stupid. There could be underlying issues and they do not necessarily need to call them out, especially embarrass them in class and call them stupid because they're just not grasping a subject. So yeah, I think it's important for teachers to understand what they're dealing with. Thanks, bye.
Hi Clement, this is Lee from Alberton. I'll tell you something, I have found that I get more and more depressed every single day. There's no more sense of humor. I had things said to me and I laughed at them. Sometimes they were bloody, they were hilarious. What's wrong with people? I don't know. I'm just, this world we live in now is just to me too much. There's no humor anymore. It's just misery. Be sad, be scared, be worried. I'm afraid. I think we live in a horrible world. In the days gone by, people would take it on the chin. Well, I did. And all my friends did. I mean, I had teachers say things to me, and it never bothered me. We actually would laugh about it afterwards. But, yeah, So sensitive. Oh my goodness. So sensitive. So sad.
Morning, Clement. Sure. Man, you've just opened up, not a huge can of worms, but you've just opened up a massive conversation. And looking at the time, it's really not worth trying to phone in now. You really should dedicate an hour to this subject because it's so prevalent what's going on these days, even with regard to legislation regarding hate speech. My God, that's a subject on its own. What is hate speech? Please do consider putting in an hour for this subject, maybe next week. John from Midrand. Bye.
All right, John, we'll consider that. I do think I'm getting a lot of reaction. And as you say, time is not on our side. So we'll consider dedicating some time to have a broader conversation about this sometime in the coming weeks. It's 2 minutes before 10.